Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Late bloomers tend to have more curiosity. They tend to have more resilience.
There are stories and mythology that this country has woven around Black men.
This is the cavalry, right? These are the leaders, the hometown heroes and local leaders. And we are.
It's a survival mechanism to just be like, worry of the police.
What if everything we've been taught is just all wrong?
What's worth more than this fear right now?
And that rising after failure is part of the glory of being a human being.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hello, Amy.
Hey, Cast, and welcome everybody to the Art of Decluttering podcast. We're your hosts. You know us. We know you. Let's get into it.
So we haven't been in the studio for a couple of months.
I know, 8 weeks.
I know. So it's lovely to be back here in freezing Melbourne.
It is lovely in Melbourne, may I say. Cass, what have you been doing the last 8 weeks?
Well, maybe I'll just tell you a little bit.
Yeah.
Not every.
Probably. We don't need to know the whole lot.
I've been working with this beautiful client lately who has kid. She's got two children, one with special needs. So it's been lovely to work with her and listen to her stories and carry her while she's been challenged by the decluttering process. So it's always fun.
And so has that been a big client? Like, as in, when I say big client, is it more than two or three sessions? Are you there for an extended period of time, or is it like a, you know, just a quick declutter?
I know. She's wanting her whole house done.
Excellent.
So we have done quite a bit already. You may have seen on the Facebook page a couple of weeks ago her garage.
Oh, that was that one.
Yeah.
That was a great time. I love your time lapse. Yeah. I feel like that's your signature. I couldn't do that if I tried. Like, I don't even barely know how to take a photo on my phone.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah. Every photo I take is blurry. So I love that you do that. You kind of carry that load. And this is the first time we're recording as we are fully one. We are fully united.
Yes, we are the Art of Decluttering.
There's no Feels Like Home and Simply Organized anymore.
I know.
So that's been huge for us.
It has. And it's just, we've still got lots to organize and lots to sort through, but it's fun and we're enjoying the process.
Yeah. And I'm really, really excited about all the new things we can do together because we're having to, you know, previously we were running three businesses and now we're just running one.
Yay.
So we've taken our own advice and gone simple and simplified and streamlined and we're loving it.
Yes. Sorry.
Was that a yawn?
It was a yawn.
Did you try and muffle it?
Yes. So I drove down on Saturday afternoon after Oliver's taekwondo grading. So got into Melbourne quite late and I'm tired. And then we had a family dinner last night and I'm quite tired from that too. So I will wake up. I will be peppy and
we've
happy.
We've got tea, so we'll be good.
Yeah, and I've got my unicorn shoes on.
Kirsty has. I'm going to take some photos today of what we both wore into the studio because it's very us. Kirsty's wearing unicorn, rainbow, sparkly, mirrored shoes. And I'm wearing UGG boots that are probably 20 years old.
Yeah.
So we're going to take a photo, pop that up on the Facebook page. Why don't we jump into today's topic?
Let's.
We're talking about having house guests and what kind of preparation, what do you actually need to keep for house guests?
Mm.
How often do you actually have house guests?
Yep.
Varies for different people. So, Kirst, start us off.
Yeah. Well, I think those are good questions to start with. How often do you actually have guests? Sometimes we have large houses and we have a room that is the guest room or slash junk room.
Yeah.
Which was episode 102. We spoke all about the junk room.
Mm-hmm.
And we, if we have a large house, we often have a guest room, and then we might actually never have guests.
No, and I think some people buy a house with the, like, in their need list is a guest room.
Mm.
And so you're going to pay, what, an extra 10, 15 grand for this room for the guests that maybe stay 5 times a year, if that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you have the other end of the spectrum where you may have come from overseas and your parents or parents-in-law live overseas and they come for 6 months at a time. Our neighbour, we live in Western Sydney, northwestern Sydney, and we have loads of families in our neighbourhood who have their parents and parents-in-law live for 6 months of the year with them. So that is a very good reason to have a spare bedroom and a guest room.
Excellent reason. Yes. And in my mind, I differentiate guests, children versus adults. So when we have children guests, they sleep on the floor. Like, we don't have a spare mattress. Like, we could blow up a camping mattress, but what we tend to do is get the chase pillow from our couch, which is just ginormously long, and put sheets on that and kids sleep on that. My kids would happily sleep on the floor in a sleeping bag or,
yeah,
you know, like, I just – so kids I don't really worry about. There's plenty of options for children and they're not heavy and their bones aren't sore. So, you know, sleep on the floor. But I'm not going to make you sleep on the floor or on the couch if you come to my house.
Oh, thank you. What are you going to do?
Well, that's a very good question. I was thinking about it the other day, if you want to stay at my house for the IPO conference.
Yes.
But what I would do is Elijah would sleep in Jesse's room on the floor and then one of our bedrooms is fully empty, the same as what you did when I came up to Sydney.
Yes. Except we have a bunk bed. We our house is slightly different to yours. You've only got 3 beds in your house.
Correct.
We have 5. How many beds? Yeah, 5 beds in our house.
1, 2. You have 4 beds? No, we've got 5. Do you have another bed somewhere?
Yeah, we've got a trundle. Emily's bed is got a trundle underneath it.
Very good. So what do you do? Say your parents were coming up to Sydney.
Mm-hmm.
How do you house them in your house?
Great question. We house them in my aunt's house who lives half an hour away.
Excellent.
But when we, you know, when you came up to Sydney, you stayed in one of my kids' beds and the kids went into shared a room. But the same when Simon's parents come up, we do the same. They just sleep in with the kids.
Yep.
We don't offer them a bed together.
Mm-hmm. That's okay.
And or we would just, if, you know, we had a couple who wanted to sleep together, then we would say to our friends, hey, has anyone got a double mattress that we can lend?
The other option is you can make it kind of fun and you can give them your bed and then you sleep with your kids. Like, you get to sleep in your kids' beds and they get to sleep on the floor. Like, if we're talking for a couple of nights, I think there's some really creative solutions rather than feeling like, oh my goodness, my house needs an extra how many square meters for the few times a year that we have to accommodate people.
Yeah, and you can have, you don't even need the guest room, even like you could just house people in the lounge room. Absolutely. Particularly if they're adults and you're up chatting and talking.
Yeah.
Maybe not so much in your house where it's all open.
Yeah, but if you had a separate lounge maybe or something like that. There are so many options. And if you think about it, like, this is a very first world episode.
Yeah, totally.
Because I've got plenty of family and friends who have had 15, 20 people sleeping in their 2-bedroom house, and that's not even something to bat an eyelid at if you're talking about overseas and in different kind of cultures. And so very first world episode.
Yeah.
Very first world episode.
But we are speaking to our first world listeners.
We are. And the reason we're doing this episode is because lovely Susan requested that we did it. And there was a conversation on our Facebook community page last week, I think, talking about how do you facilitate house guests and how do you make decisions about what you need to have for them.
Mm. So, yeah, I think we've spoken about whether or not you even need a guest room and thinking about how long somebody's staying. For instance, my poor parents, we're here at the moment. They had 3 different groups of people request to stay at their house this week.
No way. That's because your parents are so hospitable. That's so lovely. Yes.
and we trumped.
Yeah, good.
So we had friends coming from overseas, from Canada.
Oh, the bishops.
Yeah, the bishops were coming. They're staying with their Stu's parents in Shepparton, but they were coming down to Melbourne to catch up with people. So I was like, oh, whenever you're in, you know, make sure you always ask Mum and Dad.
Except when I'm coming.
And then Mum and Dad are like, yeah, they're coming at the same time as you. So can you stay with your siblings? And I'm like, yeah, of course we can. And then my aunt and my cousin also asked if they could come, like asked to stay at Mum and Dad's. But it's my aunt and my cousin, my, you know, 34-year-old cousin. So they're not necessarily wanting to share a bedroom and share a bed. So my parents have got two spare bedrooms, and they've got a double, they've got one of those triple bunks, like the double bed
double on the bottom.
Yep. And then the single on top. So that works well for me and the two kids. Mm-hmm. They can either sleep down the bottom, or I can sleep with one down the bottom and the other one's up the top. And then they've got a double bed. So that didn't quite work with my aunt and my cousin, because my 34-year-old cousin does not want to share a bed with his mum anymore. So they ended up doing what we have suggest is thinking about going to an Airbnb.
Yes. So, I'm a huge fan of Airbnb. Whenever I travel interstate for client work, I Airbnb all the way. In fact, now every time we holiday, we Airbnb. I don't think we've not Airbnb'd in 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, that's because you also go and stay with your friends.
Oh, that's true. We've stayed with Jess and Mark twice as well. But Airbnb is not expensive. And if realistically you're talking about 2 or 3 times a year, so say you do
once a year
in-laws and you're like, well, I need a spare place for them to stay. Maybe just scope out an Airbnb close to you and shout them that. It's cheaper than you having a whole room in your house, extra than what you actually need. So Airbnb for that win, not a sponsored rant.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's what my aunt and cousin have done. And another idea is just asking around to see if any of your friends are going on holidays. Like, we're down here during the holidays, so we could have house sat somebody's house while they went on holidays, which has often happened. We've got friends who live around the corner who have often said, hey, if you want to stay at our house for a couple of days over Christmas, you can, because we're going up to Bright. So thanks, Mel and Adam.
That's great. I like that idea.
Yeah. So just hop on and ask if any friends are going away, and, you know, hop on Facebook, ask around, see if anyone's away and happy to non-Airbnb but Airbnb their house for your relatives.
Pretty good idea.
Or friends coming from overseas. Or
if you live in the hills or the North Shore or Sydney Central, what are some of the other areas in Sydney, Kirst?
The Shire, the Inner West, Northern Beaches.
So I only found out recently from Kirst that you Sydney-siders have like zones and areas that you like identify yourselves by. So if you live in any one of those and you need some professional organising services to help in your home, you need to get Kirsty in, because she's freaking amazing. So if you want to have Kirsty in to help you declutter, email us at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au and we're going to put you in touch.
I would so love that. I would love, love, love to meet more and more listeners and to be able to help you hands on and get the most out of your house and make you able to live in freedom and grace and joy in your home. So call me, contact us, however, find me. I can't find you.
So send us that email or DM us on Insta or private message us on Facebook. But Kirst is like there. She's ready, Sydney Siders. She's ready to come and transform your home with you.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
All right, let's get back to the show.
So what kind of things, if you are hosting a guest, whether or not you have a guest room or not, what kind of things do you think, Kirst, are reasonable to do in preparation? Like how many towels, sets of sheets do you need to provide? Food and Wi-Fi do you need? Like what is it that you would want? Do you need space to unpack your clothes?
Yeah, I think it comes back to how long somebody's staying for. So, you know, if they're just staying for a night or two, I don't ever expect to have an empty cupboard and empty drawers to unpack my suitcase in. I just go, cool, there's my suitcase on the floor. I'll dig into my suitcase. That's a natural drawer and cupboard by itself. I don't need something else. But if they are, you know, if somebody is staying for a couple of weeks or a couple of months, then I definitely think that you I would clear out a cupboard for them and have shelving, and like if they were staying in a bedroom, then I'd definitely prepare the bedroom for them. Mm. So if it meant that the kids had to share for a couple of months, then the kids, you know, Emily's clothes go into Oliver's wardrobe.
Yeah.
So that person has a, you know, space to feel at home.
Mm.
So I think there is a difference between staying a couple of nights where you're just visiting and therefore you feel like a visitor. You're waited upon, you're cared for in that, in, you know.
Yeah. You don't go and help yourself to food in the pantry necessarily.
Yeah, unless you're mum and dad and brother and sister, and that's, you know, just expect it. But if you're friends, then I would expect to, like, you know, can I make you a cup of tea? Can I get you breakfast? What can I do for you? Or
I'm coming to your house for breakfast.
But if you're staying for a couple of months, then hey, you're part
of this family.
Yeah, you pull your weight. This is the rules that we live by.
Yep.
This is how our family works. So you just have to fit in. I mean, obviously there's, you know, particularly if you're parents-in-law and you're from a culture that honours more than typical Australians honour their elderly family members, then you would still be doing all of that. But in my family, if you were decided to live with my house for a couple of months, but I would still be getting you know, when we have people stay, I still pull out a towel and a face washer and put it on their bed. And
I think that's nice though. Like it's for them, but it's also part of you expressing who you are and the hospitality and the welcome that you want to extend.
Yeah.
So I think if you were to, when someone stays at your house, do you have guest towels or do you just give them like a Faruja towel?
They probably just get a Faruja towel. We do have a couple of spare towels, so they might get one of them, but it just.
But you don't have like special ones you've set aside for guests?
No.
Lots of people do.
I know.
Yeah.
I see linen cupboards.
Yes, we see lots of linen cupboards.
These are the guest towels. Right. And how often do they get used?
And
haven't been used in 5 years. Why aren't you using them instead of these threadbare towels that you have?
That is exactly where my brain was going. Yeah. So many people have these gorgeous, luscious linen for guests and then are threadbare ratty themselves.
Yeah, and the same with their beds and their doona covers. It's all like, why you say, I mean, you don't want to give your guests your povo stuff and like stuff that's threadbare. But why aren't you honouring yourself and respecting yourself by having the beautiful stuff for yourself?
100%. Preach it, sister.
Yeah.
If I could fist pump you from over here in the studio, I would.
Bam.
I think it's, I don't personally think it's necessary to have like set aside linen for guests. I think if you've got two or three sets of sheets in rotation for the size of bed that you would give a guest, then providing that not everybody wets the bed on the same night, you're totally sorted. And if everybody wets the bed on the same night, you've got bigger issues than having guest linen. Yeah. So you've probably given people food poisoning.
Yes. And then probably the best bet is just to go out and buy new stuff. Yeah.
But I think putting a towel, a face washer, having a clean, make sure the sheets are clean. Like even if it's just a night, just change the sheets. Do what you would like people to do for you.
Mm.
Have a comfy pillow or have two pillows, one little one and one fatter one so that your guests can choose. What about toiletries? Should you keep like every toiletry you've ever got at a hotel for the 3 times you'll have guests?
Well, it depends. Again, it depends on how often you have guests. So no, if you very rarely have guests, And you very rarely go camping or, you know, need little toiletries yourself, don't collect them from the hotels that you go to, or collect them and pass them on to Share the Dignity or other charities that take that size toiletries. My dad and mum, my dad travels quite a lot for his job, and so he does collect everything. And then I think there's a bowl in their bathroom that probably has toiletries from 2010.
Lovely.
Because I hate shampoo and conditioner from hotels. They're not so good.
No. And most women, and I don't know about most men, but most women, like, you have a conditioner shampoo that you use. Like, when I come to your house, even if I was coming from a day and I needed to wash my hair, I'm bringing my own stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not relying on what somebody else provides me.
Yeah, I'm a bit different. I'm happy to, if I'm only coming for a day. But yeah, if I was coming for a week, then what was different at my parents? They have the same stuff that we have. But I don't like using I don't use the hotel stuff.
No.
It's not so good for my hair.
No, that's right. Exactly. But I think if you do want to leave a little something for your guests, maybe put a little chocolate bar or, you know, something that's a gesture rather than necessarily wasteful and having little plastic containers just flooding our earth.
You do want people to feel welcome in your house. So whatever welcome looks like to you, do that.
Yeah, I've never got to someone's house and found a little chocolate on the pillow and gone, oh, they shouldn't have. I'm like, yes, they did. It's the best.
I never think about doing that.
Oh, next time I come, I expect a little chocolate.
Yeah. No, that's a lot of pressure for me to remember that.
I'll tell Emily. She'll remember.
Yeah.
She totally would.
Wi-Fi password.
Yes. Necessary.
Necessary?
Yeah, well, not necessary, but I think it's nice.
Kind.
Yep. I mean, my kids are at the age now where you have a play date and one of the first things the kids do is get the Wi-Fi password, because they've always bought their devices and they know that once they've, like, burnt off energy for a while, they're allowed to sit and play together. And so my Wi-Fi password is, like, known by half of my suburb. So I just think it's nice.
Yeah.
It's not necessary. You're right. But it's a nice little gesture of welcome.
No, and it is, and particularly if you're staying for a couple of days. Like, you want to, like, you know, staying overnight, you can, you know, go with your own.
You can rough it.
You can rough it on your own network and be paying or not paying if you've got unlimited. But, yeah.
One of the things I really like to know when I stay at someone's house is, where do I put my wet towel? Because not every bathroom has, like, obvious space for you to hang an extra towel. Because a lot of bathrooms, like, there's three kids and there's three spots to hang your towel. That's just me. Like, tell me, where do I put my towel? And then I always tell our guests, hey, once you've used your towel, just pop it in the dirty clothes basket. Just a simple thing. You're looking at me like that's not something you ever would have thought of. But
exactly.
Yeah.
But that's why we're all unique and different.
Yeah.
And I can't wait to see what the conversation is around this podcast episode when we release it.
Oh, please come into our Facebook community. If you are not part of it, there's thousands of us that are decluttering and organising super fans. Some of the discussions are gold. And that's a great place to ask questions if you've got questions. We have a lot of our topics. In fact, I think every topic today is requested from someone on that page.
Mm.
So just search the Art of Decluttering Community on Facebook and you will find it.
I like to tell our kids not to wake up our guests and to give our guests space.
Oh, good thought.
Whether or not certain child of mine listens is a different topic of conversation.
But she does it because she loves people.
Oh, how did you know I was talking about the she in my family? Yeah, she does love people, but I do try to, you know, warn them, hey, Amy is sleeping.
Yeah.
Let's be quiet. Let's let her sleep. Let's be gracious. Don't bust into the bathroom when she's in the shower, like, knock on the door of the toilet. Like, just because my kids are at that age that they haven't, we don't have heaps of people in our house all the time.
Yeah.
So they don't know to knock on the door.
That's really sweet. But they're really good things to think about.
Yeah.
Really good.
So.
I think that's it in terms of things to provide and things to think about. But I think what you want to do when you're thinking about house guests is be treating other people how you would want to be treated.
Mm-hmm.
So be thinking about them. You don't want a big fuss made of you when you're staying at someone else's house. Like, you don't want to feel like you're an intrusion.
Depends on who you are.
I don't want to feel like I'm having a big fuss made.
I want balloons going off as I enter a house. I want fireworks every night. It should be a very special occasion. They should be honored and feel privileged that I would stay at their house.
And this is how we're different. This is your shoes versus my shoes.
Exactly.
Today.
The unicorn is present.
Whereas mine are very
humble. The bogan is also present. The humble one who doesn't want to make a fuss is present. And
you.
And me.
So treat others as you would want to be treated.
Think about them and how they want to be treated.
That's true. That's true. So, Kirst, if you want to stay in my house, I will put on a full fanfare.
But I think it is important to think about the other person because, I mean, yes, of course, treat somebody how you would want to be treated. But if you don't care, but you know that that other person actually, their love language is getting a chocolate on their pillow, then provide the chocolate on the pillow. It's not that big a deal and it will make them feel loved.
Yep, because you're inviting people into your family.
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. So come and join our Facebook community this week. We've had lots of fun, Kirst. Do we have a review?
We do have a review.
Ooh, ooh. If you haven't left a review yet, scolding toward you. No.
Love. There's only love towards you.
Jump on Facebook, though. I mean, Facebook, what's it called?
You
Apple
can
Podcasts.
You can jump on Facebook or you can leave a review on Facebook if you'd like.
Yeah, but Apple Podcasts is the place to go because that's where a lot of the algorithms draw their algorithmy things from.
Yes, but if you are not, if you listen elsewhere, then any podcast, loads of podcast apps give you the ability to leave a review.
Say leave one.
Then other people can see what you love about us and we are encouraged by you.
Yes, we are.
Like we are encouraged by Rachel Lilly says, I've been listening since day one as I randomly found your podcast while needing something inspirational in my ears while tackling my biggest procrastination area, tidying and decluttering my home. Amy and Kirsty weave the concept of freedom and grace throughout many episodes. I personally found the episode on mental health and mental load super helpful, but was surprised how relevant the episodes on death and cancer were. So don't let those titles put you off. Who knew a decluttering podcast could promote self-acceptance and make me cry with aha moments? Keep it up. You're doing an amazing job.
Oh. Thank you. We have had so much fun. I can see our guest for our next episode is in the studio, so we're going to sign off and we'll see you again next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us.
If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.